I'm gonna ask her to marry me.
Marry?
What?
Yeah, I just need to figure out the right time to pop the question.
No rush.
Oh, great, it's my cousin David about the ring. Hey, David, what'd you find?
Oh, sure, half a carat's fine.
Her freakishly small hands make anything look big. It's one of the reasons I love her.
Man, he's gonna be blindsided.
I know. It'll be awful.
Why are you smiling?
Yeah, Raj, why?
Does smile mean something different in my country? You know, tears of joy, smile of sadness. India's a goofy place.
Oh, I'm back to trains.
Did I tell you our lab got a grant to study addiction?
No.
Fascinating work. I recently trained a capuchin monkey to smoke cigarettes.
Have you learned anything?
Yes. He looks much cooler than the non-smoking monkeys. Although it's not much of a contest. The other monkeys just sit around and masturbate.
If you don't mind, I'd like to stop listening to you and start talking.
By all means.
Howard has announced his intention to propose marriage to Bernadette.
I don't understand. The original piece of gossip indicated an impending breakup.
I know. The group consensus is that his proposal will be met with a humiliating, soul-crushing rejection. Everyone was set a Twitter. Although, oddly, no one tweeted.
It's not surprising that the story has captured the attention of our little circle of friends. Are you familiar with meme theory?
I'm familiar with everything, but go on.
Meme theory suggests that items of gossip are like living things that seek to reproduce, using humans as their host.
I'm no stranger to mimetic epidemiology. At Johnson Elementary School, the phrase "Shelley Cooper's a smelly pooper" spread like wildfire.
I should think so. That's gold.
Your meme hypothesis does intrigue me. How might we examine this more closely?
Do you have any ethical qualms regarding human experimentation?
It's one of the few forms of interaction with people that I don't find repellent.
We need to fabricate a tantalizing piece of gossip.
And a second non-tantalizing piece to use as a control.
Then we'll track its progress through our social group and interpret the results through the competing academic prisms of mimetic theory, algebraic gossip, and epidemiology.
Look at you, getting me to engage in the social sciences. You're a vixen, Amy Farrah Fowler.
And I engaged in sexual intercourse. In other news, I'm thinking of starting an herb garden. Mom's the word, gotta go.
Oh, hey, Raj, what are you doing here?
I just felt like drinking alone because I'm deep and dark.
Howard's not here?
No. This is one of those times when it's just you and me. Like when the three of us went to the movies and you and I waited outside the bathroom while Howard threw up red vines and cherry coke. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Me too. Good times.
16 wants to order appetizers.
Oh, thanks.
This was nice.
What the hell are you doing? Howard is your best friend, and that is his girlfriend. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I was when I came in, but it's amazing what liquor does to guilt. Besides, what you might not know is Bernadette is planning on breaking up with Howard.
Well, I know that. How do you know that?
My sister told me.
Oh, that gossipy bitch. No offense.
None taken. You should hear how she talks about you.
Okay, listen, just because Howard and Bernadette are having problems does not mean you should be here sniffing around.
What can I do? I can't stop thinking about her.
All right, try thinking about this. Sheldon and Amy had sex.
Shut your ass.
Yeah, it's true. Amy told me.
How did that even happen? Did they know that's what they were doing when they were doing it?
I guess they just figured it out at some point.
I can't believe old Smelly Pooper finally got laid.
Hey.
Hey.
Hope you're hungry.
Interesting. A friendly sentiment in this country. Cruel taunt in the Sudan. It's a lesson in context.
Will Amy be joining us for dinner?
Yes, I believe so.
Good, good. Everything okay between you two?
Yes. Why do you ask?
No reason. I was just talking to Raj, and he mentioned what a lovely glow she has these days.
Did he mean as if she'd been out in the sun tending an herb garden without wearing a hat or sunblock?
No. That's not what he meant.
Well, we may never know. As my mother would say, the Asians are an inscrutable folk. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have work to do.
Yeah, you do, you dog, you.
Did you get that?
Every word. Our false gossip meme appears to have reached node lambda.
This is moving faster than we thought.
Agreed. It appears the rate of gossip transmission is proportional to the number of nodes squared.
I must say, Amy, pretending to have intercourse with you has given me a great deal of satisfaction.
Slow down, Sheldon. I'm not quite there yet.
Pass the soy sauce.
Sure. Low sodium.
Bernadette just asked about my sexual encounter with you. The meme has reached full penetration.
Pun intended?
No, happy accident.
This is remarkable. Less than 24 hours.
I should let you know that she asked for details about our dalliance.
Interesting. So it went beyond the mere fact of coitus to a blow-by-blow, as it were.
Pun intended?
I'm sorry, what pun?
Not important. I described your lovemaking as aloof but effective.
I wish you hadn't done that. That's going to make me a chick magnet, and I'm so busy as it is.
Hey, everybody, I got something I want to ask Bernadette, and I can't think of a better time than when I'm with all my friends.
Oh, hold on, Howard. There's lots of better times.
Leonard, please, the man is talking. Let him get it out and let the chips fall where they may.
Thank you. Bernadette, Marianne, Rostenkowski.
Oh, God, what's happening?
I know things haven't been perfect with us, and we've had our problems, but I just have to tell you, from the moment...
Howard, let me just stop you right here.
This is it.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I will marry you.
You will?
You will?
I will. I will.
Oh, I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Wonder what changed her mind.
Perhaps your talk of my sexual prowess renewed her faith in love.
As good an explanation as any.
Amy, Bernadette just texted me. Howard proposed?
Yes, not important. Just stopped by to let you know I'm getting orthotics. Also, I'm carrying Sheldon's baby. Mom's the word.
You're pregnant?
Wow. Is there anything on there about orthotics?